Time for the KSL in-depth. Authorities say it was planned and coordinated, the attack carried out by people who knew what they were doing. Two gunmen stormed the Paris offices of Charlie Hebdo, killing 12 people. Two of those people are police officers. A manhunt is underway right now. The satirical newspaper has been threatened in the past because of its content and cartoons. Joining us live now on the KSL Newsline, University of Utah law professor and the co-chairman of the Center for Global Justice at the U, Amos Georgian. Amos, I understand that you've done extensive studies on this extremist view on speech in the Islamic world, and some of the things that they find offensive. First of all, your reaction to the attacks today.
First of all, thanks for having me. It's obviously a terrible attack, and in many ways attacks what is at the heart of Western civilization, which is free speech, free thought, and the freedom to express yourself. Yes, the magazine was edgy. Yes, it pushed the envelope. Yes, and it published the cartoons, which were the image of Muhammad and other issues that were considered perhaps pushing the envelope with respect to Islam, to Muslims. But there's a huge difference between pushing the envelope and a terrorist attack like this. And as I say, this really goes to the heart of what we as Western civilization are willing to tolerate in terms of attacks on free speech and free thought.
Yes, and of course we remember the incident in which the cartoonist in Holland was stabbed to death over a cartoon depicting Muhammad. What is the thought process that goes on there?
I think that from the perspective of the group or the individuals who did the attack today, they've viewed the cartoons, which were of the Prophet Muhammad, the images of the Prophet Muhammad, as offensive to the Prophet, and thereby violating his honor, and by extension, violating the honor of Islam. From their perspective, if you violate the image of Muhammad and thereby offend the faith, you're a legitimate target for an act of terrorism. And it is important to note that the act was well-planned, well-coordinated, and well-executed. This was not a random act of terrorism. The two or three gunmen knew exactly what they were going after, and from their perspective, it's a resounding success. And you're right to mention the brutal killing in Amsterdam a couple of years ago of Theo van Gogh, who also was an edgy social commentator. Yes, he pushed the envelope, and he indeed was stabbed to death. And also important to add that the cartoonist himself, the Danish cartoonist who drew initially the image of the Prophet Muhammad, he himself was attacked in his home in Denmark, was not killed. But he also was attacked. And the question really is, we need to ask ourselves, in the limited context of speech, what are we going to tolerate and what are we going to not tolerate? And the attack today brings that to the fore. Uncomfortable discussion, but absolutely must be had.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think these attacks will have a chilling effect on journalism, especially in Europe, where they seem to be happening?
I think that's a great question, and I would certainly hope that the cartoonists, the journalists, the social commentators who are indeed courageous and brave will carry on and do exactly as they're doing, which is through their art form asking these difficult questions. It also would behoove the governments and law enforcement, obviously not only to catch these three guys, but to ensure as much as possible that, again, the journalists and social commentators are protected, and in that sense that perhaps counterterrorism measures in Europe need to be much more aggressive than they seemingly are at the moment. It's important to add that the jihadists who are returning from Syria and Iraq, who are going from Europe to fight for the Islamic State, when they're coming back to Europe, many of them are able to meld their way back into society, and many of them are not being arrested, interrogated, and questioned. And I think maybe today's attack heightens or brings to the fore the need for Western European intelligence community and law enforcement to be much more forceful in terms of asking themselves what really poses a threat to Europe today. And I think the answer is very clear, that it's Islamic extremism.
Amos, as always, we appreciate your insights. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.